A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Historic immigration raid in South Carolina, Roger.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, the timing.
Yes.
When is the Republican primary again? Oh, Tuesday.
Yeah, the 9th, yeah.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with that.
Well, it was. There are a lot of coincidences that... You know, in politics particularly, well, actually in politics more than in any other thing, it seems to be. Timing.
Is everything, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. It's everything.
The medium is the message, remember?
Well, exactly. Right. So, and it might not have, I'm sure it has nothing to do with, you know, every other day for, I don't know, last year, this station blasting the machine that runs this state for deliberately undermining Donald Trump's efforts to do anything to crack down on the 100,000 illegal immigrants in this state that steal jobs from South Carolinians and bust down their wages merely by their presence.
And it got a big splash, too. It got network coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this was one of those immigration raids, to their credit, that really was a stand. Because we haven't seen one of these in this country since before Joe Biden. We had a couple of them under Trump last time, but even not many in that one, in that last, administration. And this is significant because 48 illegals are swooped up, right? But also because the lower level of the management was swooped up, the manager and the HR person.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that yesterday and went... I am not happy until I want, you know what I'm going to see? And I hope this is what they're going to do. I hope they're going to, and I hope they're going to do this. Flip the manager, flip the HR director on the shiny shoes. I want to see a guy in a suit with shine on his shoes marched out with the degradation of handcuffs. I want to see that so badly.
Well,
in
the
this country.
The ante on the prosecution could be upped by the establishment of ID theft as a part of the operation. So,
and look, this is going on in all our factories here in South Carolina, a lot of them. I guarantee it. This was a good abject lesson. So, what has happened so far is all these managers this morning woke up afraid. And they went to their bosses saying, man, I can't do this anymore. These people are facing years federal. I thought I was safe here in South Carolina, which is operated practically like a sanctuary state. And I'm not. I can't hire a single one of them. And by the way, I know who the 15 are on the line, who I know the documents aren't real. I can't do this. I mean, I'm telling you, there were a lot of sleepless nights last night among managers and HR types in these factories across the state. They're afraid now. Now, they can probably rest assured because Election Day is Tuesday.
It's going to be over.
And then it's going to be over. And the sleazy, Bush-funded, globalist, open borders machine that runs this state, Lindsey Graham is the head of it. McMaster and his boy are along for the ride. McMaster is trying to get his boy in place so this can go on forever. But watch this very carefully, because what this was, a partnership between Alan Wilson's office, attorney general, and the federal government, okay? So watch what happens here. See if the feds, Wilson or both, work to flip the upper management. That'll be very telling, because until the shiny shoes go to prison, not going to make a difference. And here's the problem with this, Roger. The American people have been fed an awful, awful, awful bill of goods, a lie. Illegal immigration, it distilled down to its purest form, is a tax evasion scheme.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is,
it's not about immigrants or people's races or tolerance or even needing somebody to pick a head of lettuce. We did that just fine in this country before the Bush crew took over and taught the Democrats to do this. Before the Bush crew, who nobody liked, managed to stay in power and control the Republican Party, and they still control the machine in the state through the corporate money. Why do the corporations pay? It's not because of the lies the Chamber of Commerce tells, right? And I've been debunking those since I was a kid reporter. Well, Americans just won't do the work. Not for the depressed wages. No, they won't.
That's true.
And they shouldn't, because the wages are fake. Yes. They're not market. I'm a capitalist, okay? I want market wage, whatever that is. This is a way to fake wages. Here's how it works, okay? You bring them in under the table, right? What are you not doing as a corporation? You're not paying taxes on them that you would have to pay on other workers. I know this. My first job, almost a year, was on a construction site. I was a secretary for the company that managed it. So I saw a lot come and go, a lot. And what happens is they're going to hire illegals all day long. And you're going to hear, you'll see these stories. Well, they make about the same an hour as an American would. Yes, they do. Mostly. Sometimes they're under the table for cash, right? Well, what's the difference? The taxes.
The shiny shoes
are stealing. This is a tax evasion scheme. And unfortunately, Roger, if you're a good person, you don't want to do this, but your competition is participating in the Bush-driven tax evasion scheme. And when I say Bush, it's not Bush anymore. It's Karl Rove now. He marshals the money. That's where the Thune money came from. You want to know where the tens of millions came from to try to defeat Paxton in Texas and preserve Cornyn? It's the money that funds this tax evasion scheme. And Democrats go along with it because they think they're going to get the votes.
It's the paymaster, the one thing.
Right. So it is a scheme that deliberately discriminates against Americans because taxes must be paid on their employment.
And you're right in how it traps some industries, some businesses, into basically getting along to go along. You talk to a landscaper, talk to someone in construction, for example, and it's been that way for a generation now.
It is theft. It's generational theft.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. I had an economics professor from Clemson. He's not there anymore. On the show when I first started here, and he told me something that absolutely blew my mind. He said real dollar wages for working at meat and chicken, meat processing plants in 1986, and he says between $18 and $22 an hour. And then he said, what is it today?
Yeah.
He said it's between $15 and $18 an hour, not adjusted for inflation.
Yes.
Okay? Think about the absolute devastation of that to this country. Those wages not only didn't go up as they should have over the years, right? Because inflation's gone up, right? They went down. Why? Because of the theft, the generational theft of the shiny shoes, who then chunked a ton of money behind Karl Rove to get their candidates like Henry McMaster, like Pam Hewitt elected, who would turn their heads when Trump said, come on, you got to help me. Let me deputize your highway patrol. Let me deputize SLED. Let me deputize all of you. Let me deputize all of your police officers. So when they pull over an illegal immigrant who's wanted by Interpol in his country for murder, they don't have to let him go with a traffic ticket, because they got to right now. And Henry McMaster and Pam Hewitt didn't do it. Why? So they could work in a factory. So the shiny shoes from the ribbon cuttings could get rich and write checks to them. That's why. And you hear the anger in my voice. Let me tell you what this means writ large for people, okay? Roger?
Yeah.
People make mistakes. A lot of people make mistakes. A lot of them. They come from tough backgrounds, okay? They drop out of high school. Maybe you got caught shoplifting with your friends when you're 17, 18 years old. Maybe you screwed up, okay? Maybe you didn't make it in the army. right? Wait, hold on. Stop the music. That's on your record, right? In the 80s, in the 70s, in the 60s, do you know what you could do? It wasn't fun, but you could do it. You could go work at a chicken processing plant, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
And you could make good money. You could have a lower middle class lifestyle. And you know what would happen to you if you pulled yourself together, Roger? Before you knew it, you would be assistant shift manager. And then you'd be shift manager. And then before too long, you might even be manager. And guess what you did? You checked out of that chicken plant. You went on with your life and you had a good life, a middle class life.
Yeah, there were huge sources of employment in
Absolutely.
South Georgia, especially. My goodness.
And dignity, Roger, and dignity. And the shiny shoes stole that from the American people. And if you can hear the anger in my voice, it's because I understand it. They stole that upward mobility and they put it in their pockets and they took a cut of it and they wrote a check to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, to the Open Borders Lobby that still controls this state. I would love to break the back of it on Tuesday. And they wrote those checks and they profited and they pocketed it. And that guy who had management potential in him, but he screwed up, never got a second chance. And the fallout of that echoed down through generations in poverty. And to top it off, it was always illegal.
Yes. In the meantime, we pay for the social services, yeah. but there's nothing coming in.
Yeah, so the guy who made him exactly, the guy who made the mistake, got that shoplifting, you know, he was 18, stupid, shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Right? Really dumb, hanging out with his friends, right? Get this. He stagnates for the rest of his life because he can't work in the chicken plant, upwardly mobile, right? He stagnates because Jorge's there now. But the shiny shoes that runs and owns that chicken plant, who is breaking the law every single year, stealing far more money than that shoplifting case through tax fraud via legal immigration, he goes to the country club and hangs out with Henry McMaster. That is absolute injustice.
I think the term is making out like a bandit.
So you shiny shoes, some of you listen to this show. I hope you're afraid this morning. I hope you have fear. I hope you're making phone calls to your managers.
Whoa.
I hope you are. I hope you're going through your files. Because that is justice.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet. Well, it's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Get a good look at this immigration raid in Abbeville made national news. Because after Tuesday, it's never going to happen again. Not in the state of South Carolina. In fact, there's only two candidates that they win that I know for sure this kind of thing will not only happen, but increase in frequency, like in Florida, where these kind of raids happen regularly. And that's Nancy Mace and Ralph Norman. What Ron Reddy will do, I have no clue. He has zero record. What I do know about Ron Reddy is he was born in India and raised in the UK and has written checks to all the wrong people, including Henry McMaster and Merle Smith. Now, to his credit, He wrote his last check to Lindsey Graham in 2006 and did not continue contributing. So that means he at least has some sense of, wow, this is a bad amnesty guy, and he stopped writing the check. So that is good. That is the only record that he has. He did write a $1 million check to Donald Trump. What will Reddy do? I haven't the vaguest clue. There's no way to know, but to elect him and find out. So the only two that have had a consistent good record on immigration are Ralph Norman and Nancy Mace by their votes as members. Ralph Norman was a member of the Freedom Caucus. Nancy Mace was kind of wild in terms of just out there on her own, but very dependable voter on that in Congress. There is at least some record. And by the way, all these ads running saying, you know, Ralph Norman is a career politician, that's bad. Why? He's got a record. So get a look at this, because it ain't going to happen again. And by the way, I looked this up. I was very curious to see this immigration raid yesterday in Abbeville. Have we ever had anything like it? So I asked both Grok and Google. What did Google find? Their AI was, you know, have we done any of these raids here in South Carolina? Because it requires the partnership of state and federal. Available reporting, in this is Google's AI. Available reporting indicates these types of large-scale on-site workplace raids are historically rare in the state. Yeah, they are. Oh, they are, except the week before the election. Mm-hmm. You bet. But take a look at Florida by comparison. There have been a ton of these. Not on this scale, to be fair. This one is huge because they went after the management. That's a shot across the bow by the Trump administration. It's fantastic that it happened, and good job. I know it was a lot of investigative work for Alan Wilson, our attorney general, and others. But this took the machine, you know, looking the other way and wanting to look. And by the machine, I mean from top to bottom, all the way up to McMaster, wanting to look good for Election Day. Because let me tell you, this ain't ever going to happen again. Not here. They want to do this kind of raid. You're going to have to do it in another state. So. Let me tell you what, you elect David Pascoe, you're never going to see a thing like this here because he's a Democrat and he's running for attorney general. So, folks, but interesting, a lot of interesting stuff about the Abbeville raid, 48 arrested, including again, the HR director and the manager. I hope again that the feds flip them on the shiny shoes upper management, or that Alan Wilson's office does. Watch that. Watch that. Because if they don't, this is just performative. Anyway, from the press conference, Alan Wilson indicates the business, South Carolina, knowingly facilitated the use of fraudulent identification by illegal immigrants they employed. Oh, yeah, like every factory in the state. Just about. Wilson said indictments say the two managers, Christopher Douglas Remy and Sandy Lynn Willis, violated legal obligation to verify the legitimacy of IDs before hiring employees. Okay, I'm going to step back and defend them for a second. Wait, what? No, I'm going to defend them. Because remember Joe Biden said, we're not doing workplace raids anymore. What? The shiny shoes paid for that. And we're not doing it. So I'd like to know what years these guys were hired. I don't blame the middle management, okay? I blame the shoes. I blame the shiny shoes and the machine in the state. The open borders, globalist machine still controlled. It's the leftover, the remnants of that Bush machine. It's controlled by Lindsey Graham. That's why you don't see these raids in the state. Lindsey Graham is the guy who authored the amnesty bill that even let criminals stay in this country. Lindsey Graham and that ad that's running is correct, got a reward from La Raza, open borders lobby, and then mocked those who mocked him. That's why, because he controls the machine in the state. We have got to disassemble it. We could do it on Tuesday. We can do it on Tuesday, folks. That's why you never see this stuff in this state. Lindsey Graham would not allow it. You may be asking, well, then why is Trump endorsing Lindsey Graham? Hostage situation. Lindsey Graham controls the budget committee and has. That's why Trump had to endorse him more than a year earlier to clear the field, because otherwise his big, beautiful bill wasn't going anywhere. Trump knew that. So I don't fault Trump for endorsing Lindsey. He had no choice. The big, beautiful bill, Trump's entire economic agenda was in that bill, would have never passed. But there's forgery charges in here, criminal conspiracy charges, all of that. Again, I hope that they flip the management here. And listen to this. South Carolina Law Enforcement Division Chief Mark Keel said this raid. So that's Mark Keel. That's basically Henry McMaster. OK, this raid is the direct result of an exhaustive years long investigation. It should serve as a deterrent to anyone who participates in illegal employment. And it happens the week before the election when this station has been screaming about Pam Evett and Henry McMaster promising to do immigration crackdown things starting a year ago on this show when I interviewed her. And then nothing happens at all, not in your entire 8 years in office until the week before the election. Y'all aren't fooling anybody. You're not fooling anybody. Anybody remember the Pete Hegseth Secretary of War tattoo controversy? Because I knew it went on and on and on by the left. The Jerusalem cross tattooed on his chest. It's a big cross surrounded by four smaller crosses. We were told it was a thing of horror because it had been allegedly, according to the lying mainstream media, co-opted by far-right Christian nationalist and extremist groups. Hegseth was forced to deny his supposed anti-Christian bigotry, but it never ended. And it was funny to me because I looked and when I saw the cross tattoo for the first time during that controversy, I went, oh, you're kidding me. It's very familiar, similar to me. You know why? I went to Catholic school all 12 years. I knew that symbol well because it was in the parking lot. Versions of it throughout the church. It was used in some of our logos. I had no idea I was a Christian nationalist. Why? Because that was absurd. Then the guy with the actual SS Totenkopf, the symbol of the people who ran the concentration camp, shows up, and the same lying media tells us ain't no big deal. He had PTSD, you know. I don't know. Did Hegseth have PTSD? No, it's no big deal. That's it. No, you know, that's a right-wing conspiracy. No big deal. We love Nazis as long as they say they're communists and claim to be Antifa super soldiers. You know what I love, folks? The left tried lying, obfuscating, and covering up for Plattner first. They can't do it anymore like they would have and vilify those telling the truth about the Nazi SS tattoo because of X and the fact the FBI is not in there censoring for the Democrat Party anymore. So they had to go to phase B when the lies, obfuscation, and smears to protect their Nazi boy did not work. Here's an update on how that's going.
Tonight, Graham Plattner will be rallying in Bar Harbor, Maine with California Congressman Ro Khanna as more Democrats continue to support him in the face of disturbing new allegations that were just revealed in a New York Times piece with one of the Maine Senate candidate's ex-girlfriends alleging that, quote, Mr. Plattner could be rough with her. She said, particularly when they were drinking, leaving her shaken and sometimes afraid. But she said he regularly grabbed her by the shoulders, sometimes hard enough to leave marks. During one argument, she recalled he twisted her arm behind her back, shoved her into a bedroom and held the door closed from the other side so she couldn't get out, telling her to remain there until she was, quote, calm. Plattner denying the most serious of the allegations and calling out what he says is a dirty campaign against him.
I have no doubt, like I mentioned earlier, that this is a dirty campaign. I do expect the Republican
Okay. Party. Democrat Party is the party of misogyny against women. Just ask the woman last week who was raped in Fairfield by that illegal immigrant who was already facing sexual assault charges, kidnapping charges, and they let him out. I just wanted to detain him. They let him out. This is a sanctuary city. And you know what happens to women who get raped or killed by these guys? Or they get canceled by the left. It's the party of misogyny. So let me tell you, folks, they don't care what Graham Plattner does to any woman any more than they care about what the latest illegal immigrant rapist they just released does to women. They don't care until it starts to compromise them potentially having power. Then they care. And folks, that is what is on full display here. Because let me tell you what the Democrat Party really set themselves up for this. 2 decades of everyone who disagrees with me is a Nazi, 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 fascist Nazi. And then an actual Nazi shows up. And they don't care. Till it starts to hurt them in the polls. So MS now is covered up for this lunatic for quite a while. But now they're forced by reality. They can't control on X to have to address it. Here they are asking Plattner, hey, dude, your girlfriend wrote a text saying he knows it's a Nazi tattoo. In fact, he loves the SS because they're so violent and brutal. By the way, finish the sentence. Why does Plattner love violent and brutal Nazis? Because they hurt the people he disagrees with. Who is that? Me and you. That's why he's bragging he's an Antifa super soldier. Folks, I said this weeks ago, you could tell all of it. He said he joined the army because he wanted to kill. Democrats are like, fine, we want to kill too. We can't win an election, so what are we going to do? Folks, when he says he's an Antifa super soldier, do you know where Antifa comes from? It didn't start here. It started in Germany. With who? Remnants of the Nazi Party. The street thugs, not the upper level. Yeah, it's been there for decades. Finally came over here. They are socialist, left-wing, violent Nazis. Street thugs. And wait till you hear this from Plattner next. MSNBC stood up for the Nazi boy as long as they could pull it off. Though the usual lying and obfuscating. It worked so well when the FBI could censor the other side, but doesn't work so well now. They were forced to do an actual truthful interview yesterday. You almost never hear that on MSN. They had Plattner on and asked him, you know, your girlfriend sure seems to think that's a Nazi tattoo. Could you explain that?
You know, the Times basically reported that they saw texts of hers, including a text in August, I believe August 3rd of last year. This would be before October of last year, in which she basically said that you had a, quote, Nazi tattoo, and she joked about how she's going to go volunteer for Collins. Now, again, this is a text that got sent, so, like, we can place the time, right? This is in August. How does she know it's a Nazi tattoo in August of last year, and you don't know it's a Nazi tattoo in August of last year?
Well, she certainly didn't send that text to me. So whoever she sent it to and was talking to, that's, I can't say why, but I will say that I certainly didn't know. And the text messages she's sending to friends who may have recognized it, that's, they didn't tell me that, so.
That's the Democrats' Senate candidate, y'all. I would never have known what that tattoo was, she told the New York Times. He would joke about it being a Nazi tattoo. And he loved that Nazi unit because, quote, they were like a death unit. They were killers. Spoken like the Antifa super soldier he says he is.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.